You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. It is our weekly series in which we partner with the Arts Alliance, and the president and executive director is Deb Pollack. She serves as my co-host for what we call Creative Impact, a look at the creative industries in Washtenaw County and the impact it has on our lives. Welcome back, Deb.
David, it's always good to be here, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun today.
Absolutely.
So have you taken your grandson Chase to any live onstage theater yet?
Two times.
Yeah?
One, I took him to see Marvel Universe Age of Heroes.
Okay.
And he loved that. His attention was rapt. And then I tried to take him to the Nutcracker, and we made it about halfway through. He was all done with that.
He was probably pretty little. We started taking our kids and our grandkids when they were about 2 years old, and I can still see Lindsay, my daughter, with her chin just sitting on the edge of the Michigan Theater's balcony, just staring at a production of Peter Pan. And this kid never sat still for anything. So she's a veterinarian now, but she's a musical theater minor. She was smitten. And that's how, you know, it's
become. And it's lasted a lifetime.
Absolutely, an entire lifetime. And the same for me. So our guests today, Hillary Cohen and Sandy Ryder, no doubt have turned on hundreds, if not thousands, of little ones onto theater. They are literally theater superstars here in our parts.
Indeed.
And are so recognizable, it's a good thing they've got a lot of costumes because they probably have to wear disguises when they go out grocery shopping. Hillary and Sandy are the co-founders and co-artistic directors of Wild Swan Theater. Family theater just doesn't get any better than Wild Swan. Let's welcome them to the show.
Hillary and Sandy, thank you so much for coming into WEMU and being a part of Creative Impact.
Thank you very much for having us. We're really delighted to be here.
And that was Hillary. Let's hear Sandy.
Hi, I just want to add my thanks. Thank you both for inviting us to be on the show. We're very excited.
Well, Deb mentioned something. It was 40 years ago the two of you put your creative theater talents together and decided to start a theater company, and theater for children, families, not for general or adult audiences. You chose Middle America, not New York or a big town for your company. So two burning questions. So the first I'll give to you, Hillary. Why theater for children and families, and why in the Ann Arbor area?
Well, we were here. We did some studying at the University of Michigan, so that took us here. We partnered with a couple of other women, so there were four of us to start with. But we always knew that we wanted to reach a particular audience. So that was clear to us from the beginning, that we wanted to make the best, highest quality theater we could for young people. And we loved that audience, and we had so much fun always from the beginning, though we didn't know really where that was going to take us. But we had this kind single idea that we would make really, really good theater for young people. And the other thing that we always thought we would do was make it available to everybody. So we had this idea that we would make it an inclusive, accessible theater.
Now, there's a lot of idealism in what you just said, but there is a lot of realism in actually putting forth a theater company that can sustain. So, Sandy, what gave you and Hillary the chutzpah or courage to launch a theater company? Because it still sounds risky these days.
You know, I don't think we started out thinking we'd do this for 40 years. So I think we were just thinking, we'll do it now. And we'll just do the first idea we had. And then that idea we did. And we went, well, that was fun. Let's do another. So it just happened.
It carried you.
Yeah, it carried us. And
that's
we
amazing.
Never, if you had said to us in 1980, you're going to be doing this in 2019, we wouldn't.
You might have said you don't even want to.
Yes, Anne's right. We had no idea, and we didn't worry about it. We just said, we'll do this now.
And then we'll do this.
Right.
That's so amazing.
Because it interests us.
You've been really innovative. Before almost any other theater company, you made productions accessible. You said that for young people, really anyone with various levels of abilities. That was, frankly, groundbreaking. Would you both have a similar reason as to why you made it accessible as a priority and an organizing principle of your company? I'll start with you, Sandy.
Well, you know, from the beginning, like, that was always our intention. And I think it also excited us about how we could do that. One of our first things we started doing early on was thinking about textures and how things felt, so that if a person came to our show who was visually impaired or blind, they would be able to
still having that tactile experience.
Yes, exactly. They would get information through the puppets by feeling them and their character and their qualities. So we started doing that and having audio description in the mid-80s. And then Hillary and I, just wanting to be able to make it accessible for people who are deaf, we started out thinking we could do the sign language. So we took a class, and, you know, we really didn't understand the magnitude of what
right.
that was about. I remember Mary Walls was one of the first people we worked with who had worked with the National Theater of the Deaf. And then we discovered how incredible American Sign Language was as a way to reinforce the audio language, to have it also visually available both for hearing and non-hearing audience.
It's remarkable, really. You really are thinking about your audience. So often actors and directors don't think that hard about audience.
And Hillary, I want to ask you this. Now, nobody's getting rich from running the Wild Swan Theater, right? But there are obviously rewards. And the manner in which you put together the theater company, what about your engagement after a performance or after a show or as you meet people in the community when they talk to you about what the performance has meant to them because of its accessibility? How does that enrich you?
Well, it's enormous. And it's super gratifying to us that we know that what we mean to people in the audience is large, and we have those rewards every day in our work. People come from really long distances because, as Deb, you were saying before, what we wound up doing, though we didn't know at the time, right, is really groundbreaking. So our audience comes from all over Southeast Michigan. People drive really long distances. Schools for special needs kids come from very far away. Families come because what we offer is so unique. But we only started because we wanted to make something that meant something to not just one particular special needs group of people, but to everybody. But what we discovered was that that washed back on everybody. So you make theater available to kids who are deaf or kids who are blind, but it's enriching for kids who aren't deaf
and their
who
parents
aren't
too.
Blind. Right. And that everybody sitting in the audience together, finding each other and going, oh, look, this is an audience full of all kinds of people. And it's really special that we're all here together
and
enjoying the same
place. And some of those walls that divide fall down, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, they do. We didn't know that's where we were going to go. We became good students of what we aspired
you
to.
You were discovering at the same time.
We were, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack. And today we're talking with Hillary Cohen and Sandy Ryder. 40 years ago, they founded the Wild Swan Theater and continue today as co-artistic directors of the company that's known widely for producing excellent family theater that is accessible to all.
So, Sandy, you produce for young children and families. Is that different than producing for adults and an adult audience?
It actually isn't that different. I mean, our plan is to make the best theater possible and to make that theater available to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not... But we do carefully choose, like if we're doing a show that is, like we just did Rosie the Riveter, that's
right,
just an example. But it's really for everyone. An adult should feel absolutely like that show is for them too. We're not doing anything in any way that's sort of reducing it. We do have some shows though that we think are especially nice for preschoolers. You know, they're gentle and they invite
sure.
you in and they get to be participants in the show, which
oh, great.
Is fun.
And if I could just add to what Sandy's saying, we have a composer for every show that we do and the music is performed live on the instruments that are appropriate. So the score for Rosie the Riveter was great and exciting and challenging
and completely original,
multi-sensory.
Right?
Yeah, and the scripts are always written by us, by great playwrights. So.
I love that. Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our Creative Impact conversation continues. Deb has mentioned a number of times, as have I, that this is a 40-year milestone. So how is Wild Swan Theater celebrating getting to that point?
You know, I don't think we're doing anything specifically different. We just are always thinking...
A big cake, at least?
Yeah, a good cake sounds good. I think that we should put that
maybe
down.
Maybe a cheesecake.
Yeah, right. I remember in the mid-80s, we did Hawk, I'm Your Brother, and it was really super poignant and special. And I remember thinking, I think it was 86 when we did it, how are we going to do anything after that? And then I think real soon after that, we did maybe The Firebird or something. And I'm like, oh, there's so much. There's Commedia, there's Shakespeare. I think for us, we keep discovering and changing it up for ourselves, too. So we're not limited or boxed in.
So it's still just as exciting for you four decades down the road?
Yeah, because there's so much to learn And there's so many stories out there. Like, we'll never be done. So,
well, I think if people weren't pointing out that it was 40 years, it would just be as you when you started. It was just, it's the next thing because you love it so much. Well, I think, you know, that there are many superstars in our local creative community. And I think, David, you'd agree that you two are two supernovas in our creative community.
Indeed.
So thank you and congratulations on making it and doing that what you do and creating this magical universe on the stage for families in our community and beyond.
Thank you indeed for your time. Congratulations on 40 years, and thank you for making an impact creatively in our community.
Thank you. Thank you, David, and thank you, Deb.
Thanks so much for having us.
That is Hillary Cohen and Sandy Ryder. 40 years ago, they founded the Wild Swan Theater and continue today as co-artistic directors of the company, known widely for producing family theater that is indeed accessible to all. Deb Ponick, we'll see you and welcome you back to the studios again next week.
I can't wait for our next creative conversation.
Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.